It's 28 past 8, and you're tuned to the Morning Line program here on 90.3 KMBA. Happy Friday. Thanks so much for tuning in. As I'm sure you're aware, April is Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we're happy to welcome a couple of guests from one of our favorite institutions to chat a little bit about happenings during this month. From the South Central Foundation, first I want to introduce Austin Rogers. Austin is the Learning and Development Training Specialist at the Family Wellness Warriors Program, or Family Wellness Warriors Initiative at South Central Foundation. Austin, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you for being here. And we also have Troy Wolkoff. Troy is a clinical director of outpatient services at South Central Foundation, working in behavioral services, and is a licensed professional counselor. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. So, Austin, over the years, we've featured Family Wellness Warriors Initiative a bunch of times on the program here on Morning Line. The work that you all do is so incredibly important in our community. But just for folks who may have been on another planet or something that don't know about Family Wellness Warriors Initiative, just real briefly, what's the program about?
Yeah, Family Wellness Warriors, we believe that there's a connection between our childhood story and who we are today. And we believe in what's called a New Iju program, which is a Dena'ina word, which
New
means
Iju.
New Iju, yeah.
Iju, okay.
New Iju is a Dena'ina word gifted to us by a Dena'ina chief. It means returning to our true selves. And we believe that when we return to our true selves, we can actually start the healing process, not just for ourselves, but for our children, our grandchildren, and generations to come.
Okay. Talk a little bit about, we've talked briefly about some of the training programs that FWWI has in the past, but I guess I want to hear a little bit more about, I know you're doing some things with trainings, including first responders and veterans too, and I'll address this with you, Austin, since you're the learning and development training mm-hmm. specialist. Talk about the involvement with that population, the veterans and the first responders.
Definitely, we do a what's called a soldier's heart training with veterans and first responders, and it basically gives veterans and first responders a space to share their story, share what they've been through in combat and or, you know, first responding and some of the burdens or traumas that can be associated with that. The idea of it is to create a space where you feel camaraderie and build trust with other participants. And that's a 3-day training. Weekly on Wednesday nights, we have a Soldier's Heart Learning Circle where you can just walk into our Nuclear Learning Wellness Center or sign on via Zoom and just talk about whatever you really want to. And you can share your experiences either around PTSD or combat or really just about anything.
When I was pretending to be busy, goofing off, setting music up here, the two of you were chatting, and it's something I overheard, but I didn't really hear the responses, so I'll just we're really doing this spontaneously because I'm not making this up for a show. You guys were talking about I heard a comment about the connection between childhood trauma and trauma experienced by veterans, and I didn't really catch all that you were saying, but I thought, wow, what a connection, and thinking about the similarities and the contrast. So Troy, maybe you can address that a little bit. Child abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Month and tying that in with trauma, but why it's important to have that sort of a relatable trauma with veterans and first responders.
Absolutely. One of the things that we know about childhood trauma is that trauma can be dysregulating to children. It can impact their growth and development, even the way that kind of their brains grow and the way that they experience stress. So we think of...
really have a tremendous actual biological
impact. Absolutely. Yeah. And in some ways, right, it almost kind of makes sense that a child who's living in an environment or who's experienced kind of unsafe things, a child that is maybe living in an unsafe or highly stressed environment is going to have a physiological response, which then kind of comes out in behaviors, right? Changes in behavior and changes in the way that they experience the world. So over time, and we've found this through what's called the ACEs study, the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study. So we know that children who experience abuse, neglect, are in a home where there's substance abuse, domestic violence, are at higher risk for mental health disorders as well as medical issues as well. So things like higher rates of diabetes, higher rates of heart disease and lung cancer, all kinds of things that dysregulate the child's growth and development can end up in both physical as well as mental health problems in the future.
So I know it's important in cases like that to address, you know, to take a holistic orientation to addressing trauma and stress because it does have physiological and emotional and, you know, cognitive components. And I know that's one thing that, you know, with the NUCA model of care, that holistic approach is really important to and really effective for doing a lot of the work that you do. So we've got Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So I guess we should look at some numbers. Do you have some statistics you want to share?
Yeah, I can share some statistics. When we're talking about reports of investigations into child abuse in the States, compared to nationally, we have more than double the rate of reports. And actually the victimization rate is about the same as well. So that's a pretty stark number for Alaska, unfortunately. And the important piece that I'd like folks to take away from this is that, you know, we use numbers often to tell a story. And in this story, we're representing our nieces, our nephews, our grandchildren, our aunties, and our elders. There's stories behind each of these statistics. There's stories behind everyone's eyes. That's the core philosophy of NUIJU and Family Wellness Warriors.
And we look at those numbers looking at the South Central Foundation's literature, there's a statement that the role of child abuse in adult emotional or mental problems can't be understated, and that's pretty powerful. It says a lot. Can you expand on that a little bit, Troy?
Yeah, I think one of the things when we think about child abuse and neglect, it's really almost like a focus on prevention and health promotion, on healthy parenting, on healthy connections. Austin talked a little bit about the importance of having a space for folks to come together, right? I think one of the important things about SCF is, and certainly FWW, is the emphasis on culture, the emphasis on social connection. As a clinician, kind of my role is to provide that kind of professional expertise and interventions to parents or children who may be experiencing mental health issues or substance abuse. But there's this incredibly important social component. And I think part of the focus on this month's child abuse and sexual assault awareness is raising community awareness and then helping to make sure that the focus is on stopping this cycle of violence for folks who have experienced it, and whether it's kind of professional services, cultural services, all of these things are completely valuable and important.
I guess we should talk about some of the events coming up here too. I'm really interested in you know, in looking at that cognitive and emotional piece, as far as the statement about the impact that that trauma in youth has on people as adults, how it's life shaping, life changing, really altering, and you know, from a lifespan development point of view, I don't think it can be stressed enough how crucial childhood is on forming us for what we're going to be for 40 or 60 or 80 years, and then of course as the cycle goes on, our children, our grandchildren, and so forth. And I think that's one thing that's important to remember as we look at Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And along with that, so let's talk about some of the events this month.
Yeah, so next week, Friday, April 21st, from noon to 1, we have a Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Walk. That's going to be held at the Anchorage Native Primary Care Center. Please come and bring a sign and join us in doing a walk around the campus to raise awareness around this important topic. Prior to that, today in the lobby of the Primary Care Center, we have a sign making group where you can make, if you can't attend, you can make signs and contribute to people who will. And it'll be around lunchtime today. Also on Monday and Wednesday of next week, we'll have sign making opportunities. So come say hi and join us in making some signs for that awareness walk.
Okay. Sounds like fun. Anything else you want to add to Austin as we get set to wrap up?
I think that this awareness walk is it's an important milestone for awareness, but it's really part of the work that is ongoing, and we need to continue doing this work even beyond this event next week.
One more real quick question, even though I set you up to end already here, mm-hmm. is this might seem incredibly naive, but why is it so important not just to offer service and to be able to help mitigate people's problems, but why is public awareness so important?
You know, going through it myself, I didn't realize that I had a stigma about my own story until I shared it for the first time through Family Wellness Warriors. And it really was life-changing. And we may not shed light onto these issues, these experiences that we have as children. And when we do get up and share story and we do talk about these really difficult and trying subjects, we're giving others space to do the same and to share their story and to really have that compounding spread of healing for everyone.
Thanks for sharing that, Austin. That's important. Troy, last words.
Last words. I will certainly echo what Austin said, right? The importance of community like this, community events like this, right? Raising awareness, letting folks know that they're not alone if they've experienced this. Again, the statistics are incredibly high. That 1 in 3, 1 in 4 women will be assaulted as girls, right? 1 in 6 boys will be sexually assaulted as boys. These kinds of experiences can be incredibly isolating, and children can grow up thinking that they're to blame or that something's wrong with them. And as a community, part of having an event like this is to address that, right? And to really, again, not just raise awareness, but really set a standard of this is not acceptable. And it can really kind of help promote things and prevent this kind of cycle in the future.
So hopefully through awareness we can avoid that that social phenomenon of the norm of non-involvement. It's be aware, open your eyes, and make a difference. Yeah,
and I want to say one last thing, and it's about calling out the warriors. The reason we're called Family Wellness Warriors is to give a voice to people. And as an Alaska Native man, that can sometimes be very difficult to do. But I encourage for our event next week, you know, everyone, and especially the men, I would like to see the men come forward and hear their voices and being warriors for the community.
I absolutely appreciate that both of you coming in and sharing about a very important event and some very good issues to be dealt with on Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. From South Central Foundation, Troy Wolkoff is the Clinical Director of Outpatient Services. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Morning Line.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Austin Rogers, Learning and Development Training Specialist with the Family Wellness Warriors Initiative at SCF. Austin, thank you, too, and wishing both of you a great weekend. And if you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can search us by email. Go to feedback@kmba.org. 843